Message number 22. The creator of the one new man as the masterpiece of God. Roman numeral number 1. God's intention in his creation of man was to have a corporate man to express him and to represent him. Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." A. God created man in his own image for his expression and gave man his dominion so that man would represent him to deal with his enemy. B. The church, as the new man in the new creation, bears God's image for God's expression and fights against God's enemy for God's kingdom. What was divided and scattered in the old man is recovered in the new man. Roman numeral number 2. The new man as the poem, the masterpiece of God, was created through Christ's death and in his resurrection. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works. 15. Abolishing in his flesh the law of the commandments in ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so making peace. 16. And might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain the enmity by it. A. We need to pay careful attention to two phrases in verse 15. In his flesh and in himself. 1. In his flesh, Christ terminated all the negative things in the universe. Satan, the devil, the enemy of God. Sin. The flesh of fallen man. The world. The cosmos. The evil system of Satan. The old creation represented by the old man. And the separating ordinances of the law. 2. In himself, as the sphere, element, and essence, Christ created the Jews and the Gentiles into one new man. B. In the creating of the new man, first our natural man was crucified by Christ, and then through the crossing out of the old man, Christ imparted the divine element into us, causing us to become the masterpiece of God's work, an absolutely new item in the universe, a new invention of God. 1. The Greek word for masterpiece is poema, meaning something that has been written or composed as a poem. 3. We, the church, the masterpiece of God's work, are a poem expressing God's infinite wisdom and divine design. The church is God's wise exhibition of all that Christ is. Chapter 3, verse 10, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church. 4a, Christ is our righteousness for our past, by which we have been justified by God, that we might be reborn in our spirit to receive the divine life. 1 Corinthians 1:3, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. B. Christ is our sanctification for our present, by which we are being sanctified in our soul, transformed in our mind, emotion, and will, with his divine life. C. Christ is our redemption for our future, that is, the redemption of our body, by which we will be transfigured in our body with his divine life to have his glorious likeness. 5. It is of God that we participate in such a complete and perfect salvation, which makes our entire being, spirit, soul, and body, organically one with Christ, to make him everything to us, and to make us the wise exhibition of all that Christ is.